listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome into 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. It is Siena Sports Weekly. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking Siena Heights University sports here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. And our show today, we are going to be talking about women's wrestling at Siena Heights. And we have three people on the line here at the moment. And, of course, the first one is Siena Heights University's women's wrestling coach, Whitney Cox. Well, good evening, Whitney. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, I understand that you're quite busy at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, congratulations on the birth of your twin daughters. And I understand you got a couple of your wrestlers also on the line with us. Is that right?
Yes. So we have Mia and Matt. They are two of our wrestlers. Mia is our 116-pound wrestler, and Matt is at 143 pounds.
Okay, so let's just kind of... What part of the season are you into right now? Because I know that the seasons can be, you know, not just the normal winter, spring, summer, you know. So where is the wrestling program at right now here on the calendar?
We're at the mid part, almost towards the end. We have just a few more competitions before we finally hit our conference and then our nationals. Our conference is actually next month in February, and then our nationals are in March.
Okay, so how has the season gone so far?
The season's gone pretty great. We've had a few competitions where a lot of times for the rankings, they've actually put us a little bit lower. And then when we actually went out and competed, we actually ended up beating a lot of the teams that were ranked above us, and we've actually beaten some of the teams that a lot of coaches and programs didn't think that we even were going to be close to. So I think that we've been definitely showing a lot of programs and coaches and athletes out there that we're ready to battle, and we're coming, and we're going to keep moving up as time goes on.
So you didn't get any respect early on. Are you starting to get some respect now?
Yeah, I think we did have some respect, but I think it's definitely building and growing from where it started.
So,
especially since we are a new program, so we've only been around for, this is our second year. So a lot of programs that they're looking at are the programs that have been around for 5 to 10 years. And so we're definitely opening some eyes of that, even though we are a new program, that we're going to come and we're going to build and we're going to become one of the top programs for sure.
So did you build the program? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about how that went about?
So I actually started on the second year of the program, but I've definitely been bringing in a lot of different techniques and tactics to the program that are very new. So we actually have a nutritionist that we work with that help the athletes make sure that they're making their weights properly and everything. We have strength and conditioning with a coach that I've worked with for the last 2 years. And the team does two lifts as a team together on Wednesdays and Fridays. And then we also have a circuit on Mondays that I'm the one that actually runs it. And it's a circuit that I used to actually do while I was competing at the national and international level. So there's a lot of things that have been brought into this program to keep building it and strengthening it. Maybe the girls can actually tell some things about the program that we've been building this year, of what they've noticed.
All right, yeah, well, good segue. Let's bring in Mia and and/or Nat, if they want to jump in there. I guess the first question I have for really the two of you is, how did you become interested in wrestling?
So basically, I started my junior year of high school. I had transferred to a different school in a different area. And I was just looking for something new, more intense. I realized, like, because I've done a lot of sports growing up, and I guess nothing really challenged me enough, I guess. So I went to Lutheran West High School in Ohio, and they had women's wrestling there. It was actually the first women's wrestling team or program done in Ohio. So I ended up joining that randomly and trying it out. And from there, I guess I just ended up liking it more since it was a challenge, which is what I was looking for.
Is this Mia or Nat?
This is Nat. Sorry.
It's okay. So Nat, you got into it in high school. Is that one of the reasons you decided to go to Siena Heights for your college career?
Yes.
How did that all work out? The recruiting and how did that happen? How did you find out about Siena Heights?
Well, at first I wasn't really aware of it. I was just at my school's tournament, Longhorn Holiday Tournament, and it was the biggest tournament there, the first one at our school. So I guess there was a few scouts there, and I didn't realize that they were there. And one of the scouts came up to me and asked me, you know, if I was interested in continuing my career in college. I figured, you know, having an athletic scholarship would be nice too. And especially since I love wrestling, I just love doing it. I would love to continue doing it. Even after college, I would love to do it. So, yeah, it just kind of happened at the tournament. And I guess they came up and talked to me, and that was pretty cool.
Well, what year of study are you in at Siena Heights?
I'm a freshman in the first year.
Okay, so I'm assuming that, you know, you probably haven't totally decided your course of study at Siena Heights, or have you?
No, I chose to major in exercise science at Siena Heights University.
Okay, so this is your first year in the program. Have you always wrestled at 143?
No. I first started wrestling, in college I started, yeah. This is like my first weight class in the university, yes. But in high school I wrestled 145, and then I went down to 140. So it's still kind of similar, 3 pounds more.
So that's right there, and I know. Have you always found the experience as far as trying to make weight one that's easy for you to handle?
I guess it just really depends on the person. But our coach over here makes sure that we do it the right way, and the proper way, the healthy way, which is why, like how she said earlier, we have a nutritionist. So basically, there shouldn't be. I guess we shouldn't really be having a bad experience if we have those resources to us.
So can you tell me what's been your high point so far in the season this year?
My high point? Really, since it's my first year doing freestyle in college, high school is folk style, right? So this is my first time, like, ever doing freestyle in general. I guess it's just, the high point would be the progress and the lessons I've learned. College is definitely, obviously, a higher level, and it's more intense and it's more rough. The style is more rough in general. So I think that high point is just learning from everything.
So can you give us a little bit of an education, the difference in style between high school and what you do at Siena? You're doing freestyle at Siena. Is that the Olympic style? Tell us a little bit about the different styles.
Folk style is more.
Would you guys like me to break it down?
Yes.
Okay. So freestyle is actually the Olympic style. For women, that is the only style in the Olympics of wrestling. Men have two different styles in the Olympics, which are freestyle and Greco. In high school, they do folk style on the women's side, unless they're training and competing out of season, for not for their high school. And in folk style, you have to return the athlete to the mat softly. You're only allowed to lock your hands in a pinning combination when you're literally going to pin the athlete. Where in freestyle, the point system is different, where you can throw the person, and if you do hit a throw, it can be a 5-point throw or a 4-point throw, where you do not have to return the person to the mat softly. You can actually have it to where they do get slammed. And then when you get a takedown, you're trying to expose their back, where in high school you have to do a 45-degree turn, and in freestyle you only have to do 90 degrees. And the two main turns that you will see or hear about in freestyle are a gut wrench or a leg lace. And so in folk style, those two turns actually do not count for anything because you're not holding them long enough or you're not exposing their back enough a lot of times. But in freestyle, you're trying to get it to where they expose all the way through on a roll, but you can also tilt. So, like, you get to the 90-degree tilt, you're getting 2 points automatically, and you don't have to hold them there. Where in folk style, to get points, you have to hold them for a 2-3 count for 2 points, and then a 5 count for 3 points. So there's a little bit of difference in the styles. The, on your feet, on the takedowns, those are the same thing, point-wise. At first, now in college, for men, it's actually a 3-point takedown, but for high school, it's still a 2-point takedown. And then once you get that takedown is when you're going to go to try to find a way to either expose their back or pin them, just as if you would do in folk style.
Well, that was certainly a good education. I could certainly use that. There was no question. Is there a chance we could get Mia in here and talk to her a little bit?
Hi.
Hi, Mia. Welcome to the program. Okay, so some of my questions are similar or the same to the ones I asked Nat. I'm also interested in how you became interested in wrestling.
So I actually started wrestling kind of off of a whim. I was going to one of the workouts at my high school because they had just started a female team. So I went to one of the workouts, and my coach came up to me and just kind of told me the story about how he started his sophomore year and how you can start now and still progress and be good. So I started wrestling my sophomore year.
So did you participate in other sports in addition to wrestling?
I actually have never played any other sport other than wrestling.
So can you give me an idea what drew you to wrestling? What about it that you like so much?
I really like the competitiveness and the drive that it shows you, but also like the discipline. Wrestling is probably the hardest thing you'll ever do, and it makes life a lot less stressful and a lot easier.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, so you're saying once you do the wrestling, it wrestles a lot more downhill?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, similar question that I asked Nat. You're at 115 pounds. What's it like as far as you yourself trying to make weight for your matches?
I typically walk around my weight when I'm wrestling, so it's not too hard for me. And like, if I'm having any trouble, I just talk to the nutritionist or to Whitney. It's never a big issue.
So that's a good, you know, you haven't had a lot of trouble with that.
No.
Same question that I asked Nat. What year of study are you in at Siena Heights?
I'm also a freshman.
Okay, and I'll continue along that vein. What was it that drew you to go to Siena Heights and was wrestling, I'm assuming, was part of the picture.
For sure, for sure. Wrestling was a big part of my college pick. I had went to a lot of different, or I had, yes, I guess I had went to a lot of different universities and, like, just kind of looked around and did some research, and Siena definitely caught my attention first. On the day that I visited, I have actually visited up here around 3 times, I believe, before I even fully committed here. But a big thing that I really liked about Siena was the team itself. When I came up here for my visit, I actually got to stay up here and go to a practice and really just got to kind of dive into the college life, just kind of see what it would be like a little bit. And it just really reassured me and made me feel that this could be home and that this could be a great place to finish my career and start my career in whatever major I choose.
Speaking of which, have you decided or do you have an idea of what your course of study is going to be?
I actually have no idea. I am still undecided.
Well, nothing wrong with that as a freshman. Now, my other question to the two of you, were you both recruited by Coach Cox?
Actually, neither one of us were recruited by Coach Cox. We were recruited by the previous coach.
And can you kind of give us an idea, and either one of you can jump in here, how that recruiting process went?
Well, the coach at the time had actually shown up to a lot of, he was pretty popular. He had actually shown up to a lot of women's tournaments, kind of looking around. He's very popular in Ohio. He's a very familiar face. He's worked with women's wrestling a lot before, and he's just known more in my area. So being recruited by him was pretty easy, just a quick visit up here. I don't know about that.
Same thing, I guess. It was a quick visit when I came down. I only came down like 2 times. But the first time was definitely with him. He even gave me the full tour himself, actually. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. Like, it was very comforting. And I don't know. It wasn't like awkward or anything. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Nat, you're from Ohio. Is that right?
Yes.
Mia, are you also from Ohio?
I am.
Okay, so a good recruiting hotbed there for Siena Heights. Tell us what you're getting close to the end of your seasons, right?
Right.
Can each of you kind of tell us what your goals are for the remainder of the season?
I guess the main goal that I had since I first got here was to typically just learn. I want to take in all the knowledge that I can with freestyle so I can better myself next year, do even better next year. I think it's all about the experience, basically. So, yeah.
I would say pretty much the same thing. I really want to take in as much as I can from Whitney. She has tweaked pretty much everything that I do, and I really like how she coaches.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how our team progresses throughout the season.
So, when is your season going to end here?
The 8th and 9th of March.
Okay.
Is our nationals.
The nationals, 8th and 9th. Of March. Can you tell me, each one of you, how your season's been progressing? Are you happy with the results that you're getting so far?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I went in not knowing any freestyle, and now I'm winning freestyle matches. Like, I've gained so much and just had so much progress from the start. I love the wrestling.
Yeah. During the summer, before I even like came on campus, I went with my high school coach to work with their freestyle program club that they have. So I learned like basically all of the basics for like a month. And then when I came down here, Like she said, Whitney's a great coach, and she tweaks everything. So basically what I learned down there was all thrown off the side, and I relearned everything the right way, or not the right way, but the better way, I guess. Like, this is another option to have. So I guess the progress would be in technique and stuff, basically.
You guys can educate me here just a little bit. I'm thinking that at least some of the attributes in someone who is a good wrestler combines perhaps speed, strength, leverage, that kind of thing. Can you talk about the qualities that make a good wrestler and how those get intertwined with one another to improve performance?
I would say mindset and hard work. I agree with her. I think it's great to have all the attributes that you said, but I think mindset is a really big part of wrestling. You have to be confident. You have to go in knowing that you're going to do your best. Even in parts of the match where you can be down by 10 points or by 5 points, you know, as long as you keep your cool and focus on that next point and not on the fact that you're losing, the outcome could be completely different. I also think that something else that makes a good wrestler is someone who never gives up and learns from their mistakes. So I think that's very important too. If you don't grow from your previous mistakes, then how are you going to grow as a wrestler?
Do the two of you have a certain routine you go through in preparation for your match?
Personally, I listen to music and I pace, and then I usually go in with like a game plan or a goal for the match. Like if I want to hit a single, or if I want to just be really good at or really heavy on my hand fighting, or just like goals throughout the match of what I can hit.
Is there any way that you have an opportunity to perhaps scout your opponents before the match and have some idea?
I mean, a lot of the people that we wrestle, we've wrestled before. Like, we just see them at multiple tournaments. I mean, you can always look them up on YouTube and stuff like that. But you pretty much just see them multiple times. You get to know them, and you get to know their every move. It just comes with time.
So you're able.
They can also watch film on the athletes, and also watch film when they wrestle the athletes. And I actually go and work with a lot of them on breaking down the film and going over each match with them throughout time during the season.
Okay, all great stuff. I mean, is it possible? Can you guys hang on a little bit? We need to take time for a commercial message, and I'd like to come back and talk some more with you about the Siena Heights University women's wrestling program and the three of you individually. If that's possible, that's what we'd love to do. How about it? Can you hang
on?
I'm
good to be.
All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We're going to be right back with more. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Sienna, Sienna, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to DPCOMM.com/Christmas to learn more.
Welcome back into Inside the Cave here on 96 or Siena Heights, Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. John Kane, your host here this evening, and we have Whitney Cox, the head women's wrestling coach at Siena Heights University, along with a couple of her wrestlers, Mia and Natalie. Whitney, if I could talk a little bit with you once again. Can you tell me how the season has gone and what your expectations were perhaps coming in?
I think the season for us has definitely gone great. We haven't had as many competitions as I would like, which next year I plan to have more. But I think the team has definitely progressed an amazing amount. And so coming into the year, we had a lot of athletes that were first-year wrestlers for freestyle, and I think coming in, they definitely didn't know what to expect with freestyle, and now they're really turning that corner and starting to make some headway in the college world, wrestling these other women in programs. And I think we're starting to surprise a lot of different programs, and I think throughout the next year and everything like that, we're going to continue to keep surprising a lot of other programs.
How many wrestlers are currently in the program?
So we have about 20 wrestlers that are in the program currently.
And 20 wrestlers. And normally, how many weight classes do you wrestle in at a particular event?
So there's 10 weight classes at our events, unless you go to certain other events that do have an additional one weight class that's 235, but normally that weight class is not in most competitions.
And so you tried to get the squad to a point where you have two wrestlers in each weight class?
2 to 3 wrestlers in each weight class because we travel to a lot of different competitions and duels and things like that. So we'll shuffle the wrestlers around at times where we'll wrestle one wrestler for one duel and then another wrestler in that next duel and try to shuffle them around to get the best lineup basically prepared and then also give the athletes the best opportunities possible.
What's a normal – how many events do you have throughout the season? I mean, is it kind of like weekly or maybe not so much like that?
It's usually a couple every couple of weeks. There's around 18 events that they're allowed during a season, but I try not to do all 18 because I don't want to have the athletes burn out. And so this year we did a little bit less, Next year, I'd like to do a little bit more. This year, we're probably doing about 8 to 10. I'd like to do around, like, 14 or so, maybe 12 to 14 events next year. Having is where the athletes kind of find that good, like, happy medium where they're not getting burnt out, that they're actually being able to compete at the high level at their best as much as possible.
How often do the athletes practice each week, and what are the practices like?
So most of the week we practice Monday through Friday, and we will have on the mat, we'll have usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the mat, and in the morning on Monday we do usually a circuit that is a circuit that was actually one that I did while I was still competing at the international level for the Olympics and everything like that, because I was actually an Olympic alternate in 2016, and I was a 5-time World Team member. So during the time that I competed for Team USA, I was also wrestling for the Army for the World Class Athlete Program, and they run a circuit that's usually every Wednesday, and so I'm basically running the same type of circuit every Monday for our athletes for our one practice that day. So we only have one practice on Monday, but that's definitely one of our hardest practices. And then Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have a wrestling practice, and then we'll have something in the afternoon those days. And then Wednesday and Friday, we will wrestle in the morning, and then we'll lift in the afternoon. And usually our practices for lifting, they're about an hour long. For wrestling, we have about an hour and a half to about an hour and 40, hour 45.
So good. Has the sport evolved somewhat since you, is it changing even a little bit somewhat since you wrestled for Team USA?
Yeah, it's evolved a great deal. About 2 years ago, they had around 32,000 women wrestlers all together, like from young age, like elementary school, all the way through college and everything like that, where now they have over 52,000 wrestlers in the U.S.
Is it a sport that's well represented? Both Mia and Nat are from Ohio, in the tri-state area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world right now, and especially in the U.S. wrestling, for women's wrestling is one of the fastest growing sports, and so it's growing in every area. I mean, out of the 50 states that we have, 42 of them are actually sanctioned to have women's state tournaments, where the last couple of years we were only at about 30 of them. Now we're at 42 already. So I think it's been growing an amazing amount throughout the entire time.
Well, and I would imagine with the increased participation, the competition has gotten stiffer.
Oh, definitely. It gets stronger and harder to compete and win competitions every day, because you don't know who's going to come in, and you don't know what you're going to get with each wrestler that's coming into the program. And everyone has completely different styles, so there can be so many different ways to match up with someone, and it's just amazing to watch and see the technique change, because everybody has their own style and everything like that. So like watching them do one technique where it may work one way for someone, they may have to have a little bit of a critique for it to work for somebody else. It's a little bit of a different way. And then you watch both of them try to wrestle and see which one kind of like comes out on the top, where it could be they have the same techniques and tactics, but someone just has that little bit of stamina or that fire in their heart that they want it a little bit more. And then you see who ends up being the winner in the end, because a lot of times it's also that mindset and who wants it more. And so like you have so many women wrestlers that are coming out there that it's not just that they're wanting to do a sport, that they're truly wanting to succeed. And so it's pretty amazing to watch.
Do the wrestlers work perhaps on tweaking techniques to try and find something that hasn't been done before, or something of that nature?
Yeah, there's a lot of times where people are tweaking it to try to find something. I mean, I had a teammate actually when I was competing at the World Class Athlete Program. I mean, it was one of our male wrestlers, but he actually made up a move that is called the Flying Squirrel. And that move he ended up using at a Junior World Championships and winning that match with that technique that he used. And now that's actually one of the bigger moves that a lot of kids today try to do. And it ended up being on ESPN and everything because it was one that no one had ever seen or done before. And so every once in a while, you'll see a new technique and tactic kind of brought into the world. And it's pretty cool to watch. And me being a coach, one of the things that I definitely say to my athletes that they can attest to is that I say, even though as an athlete, you need to be a student of the game, as a coach, you need to be a student of the game because it's always changing and it's always growing. And so you always have to find the best ways to help your athletes to be successful. And it may not be the same techniques and tactics that you used when you first started wrestling, but there'll be changes throughout time. And you still have to go to clinics and camps and everything like that to learn and grow, and also find ways to perfect your coaching styles so that you can help these upcoming athletes as they prepare to do what you did or what you wanted to achieve to help them achieve those things.
Can you talk a little bit about what recruiting is like for you and what you kind of point towards the type of student athlete that you want to try and get interested in coming to Siena Heights to wrestle?
Recruiting is a little bit of its own beast. I mean, you've got so many different athletes that you're wanting to have come into the program, and you're wanting to try to find ones that match really well with the program because you have a ton of athletes where you want to make sure that the athletes that you're talking to or working with really communicate and work well with the other athletes that you have in the room so that you can keep building and strengthening that room. But then also you have to find the athletes that do really well with their education, because part of it is when you come into school, you're a student first and then an athlete second. And so you really have to find that balance where you can do well in school and then also be able to compete. And sometimes with that, you have to make sure that even if you are having a hard time with school, making sure you're going and getting that extra help and finding ways to be a top student and athlete. And so it's really interesting to try to go and find that balance with all the athletes that are out there. And then you're also trying to find athletes that are wanting to work hard and wanting to strive to be better. Where some athletes coming into college, you never know what their true goals are. And so each one of them, they have completely different goals and wishes that they want to achieve. And so I'm really trying to find ways to not just make them successful on the mat, but successful as a whole. So it's really interesting for me to go out and try to meet all these athletes and see what each one of them is trying to do within their wrestling career, but also their future. And so it's actually a really cool process with recruiting.
Well, can you tell me, at this point, are you trying to narrow down a lot more prospects now than perhaps a few years earlier?
So for me, I'm definitely going to narrow down, but it's also, I still have to have a wide field range because we're looking at bringing at least around 15 more athletes into the program. And also for me, I've only been at the program for not even a year. And so I'm definitely trying to find athletes that are not just from like one state. I'm really trying to find athletes that are from all over the U.S. and really grow this program and grow the like notice of the school, because I want more people to know about the program and know about our university, because I think there could be a lot of opportunities that really come our way, especially the more that people actually get to know about our program.
Well, we are going to take one more little break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the program. So keep it tuned right here. We're going to be back with Whitney Cox, the head women's wrestling coach at Siena Heights University, and two of her student athletes in Nat and Mia. So keep it tuned right here. We're going to be back wrapping up our program. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back into Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We're going to be wrapping up our program. Once again, Coach Cox, are there any events still left to be played at Siena Heights?
Actually, yes. We have a duel tomorrow at 7 p.m. against Rochester, and it'll actually be side-by-side with our men's team at 7 as well, where they'll be wrestling Rochester and Rio Grande. So we're definitely excited tomorrow that we'll be able to have a duel against Rochester.
So is this at the field house?
Yes, it is.
Okay, field house, 7 p.m. Have you wrestled Rochester before during the season?
No, we have not.
So this is going to be your first look?
Yes, this will be our first look, and we're excited to see how all the matches go and find ways to break down each team and be able to keep growing and developing our team so that when it comes to our next competitions coming up, that we're even more prepared and we're able to look on to our conference and nationals and go in and bring some medals home from there.
Is the sport of women's wrestling, is it a WAC conference sport, or is that something that Siena is hoping for in the future?
It's hoping for in the future right now. We're part of the Mid-South Conference,
as of right now, but we only need, I think, two more teams to actually have a WAC conference. And so they're looking at trying to do a trial year, possibly next year.
Okay, so you've got Rochester tomorrow. What's left for the program for the rest of the season into March?
So we have Rochester tomorrow, and then we have Indiana Tech duels and tournament. So there's a team duels the 26th, and then their tournament the 27th. And then we have our duels with Indiana Tech at Indiana Tech, and Rochester will be there as well. And then we will have our MSC conference, and then after the conference, we will have our nationals.
So you've got a great full schedule to finish up the season. Mia and Nat, what are your thoughts? I mean, you got the match tomorrow night. What are your thoughts on Rochester? Anything that kind of pops out at you, or is it just something that, you know, it's another team, got to kind of much go through the same ritual for every opponent?
Yep, just super excited to see, you know, what they bring, and just excited to wrestle. That time.
Was that Nat?
No.
Oh, I didn't recognize. You know, I haven't gotten your voices down yet. I should have been able to do that, but so that was Mia.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Nat? What's your feelings on the Rochester match?
I do my best not to overthink things like that. I like to. I think it's good not knowing your opponent. I think you just go in with what you got. So, like she said, I'm excited to see what they bring. Everyone has something to bring on the mat.
Well, you know, we've talked to a lot of the athletes at Siena Heights, and one of the things we ask them is not only the importance, but how you handle time management, because I know that's always something that's big for every student athlete.
Yes. I guess, like, usually what I do for time management, I think it's good to have your little calendar notebook, that's what you call it, mm-hmm. calendar notebook, you know, just writing everything down, like, we get our, a planner, just writing everything down, because we get our schedule beforehand, like, before the rest of the season even starts, so we have an idea what it's going to look like, and then we can add that in with our class schedules, is what we got. I think it's just really just writing things down and having your alarm set, and stuff like that. That's how I do time management for myself.
Well, that's going to wrap up our show for this evening. I want to thank Coach Cox and Mia and Nat, the student athletes here from Siena Heights. Want to wish you all the best in the match tomorrow, all the best through the rest of the year, and certainly all the best at your career at Siena Heights University. Thanks for so much for being part of the show here tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, that was Whitney Cox, the head women's wrestling coach at Siena Heights University. Two of her student athlete wrestlers, Mia and Nat. And that is going to wrap up our show here this evening. Don't forget that each and every Monday night at 6 o'clock, we have Saints Sports Weekly right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.